Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina football made a bad weekend turn very good. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Many Tar Heel fans, including me, expected the basketball team to give Duke a better game Saturday night in Durham. But in the end, the Blue Devils overwhelmed their arch rival with talent and good fortune. When walk-on Justin Robinson banked in a three-pointer to start the game, you knew it might be that kind of night. And while it was still a game with 8 minutes left, Duke's defense and Cole Anthony kept the Heels from hanging around as the deficit grew into double figures. The weekend began on a much better note that kept getting better. Word spread early Friday that Mack Brown had worked his magic again, although this one seemed like destiny. Luke May's younger brother, a star quarterback from Charlotte, decommitted from Alabama and flipped to UNC, a product of Brown recruiting this true blue Carolina family into staying home. The Crimson Tide had signed another quarterback since Drake May committed there last summer, and Brown laid out a timeline that was far more advantageous for the son of former Tar Heel All-ACC QB Mark May. Gave even more mileage to the line floating around the college football recruiting circles. If you are a parent who doesn't want your kid to go to Carolina, do not let Mack Brown in your house. That certainly wasn't the case with the Mays, whose third son will either be redshirted or play behind Sam Howell in 2021 and then run the offense when Howell departs. On Saturday, wide receiver Kobe Pesor committed to the Tar Heels, obviously after hearing that the number 6 pro passing prospect in the country had flipped from Alabama the day before. Pesor is the number 18 rated player in North Carolina at any position and will fit nicely with the bevy of wide receivers Brown is still reeling in. And literally the biggest news came Sunday when 6'7", 285-pound O-tackle Eli Sutton became the 8th four-star recruit in the class of 2021 to announce he will play for the Tar Heels. Sutton is the number 4 prep player overall in Tennessee. With 9 commits, UNC now has the 4th best class for 2021. So it turned out to be one heel of a weekend after all. This is Archansky. See ya.